Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The search party's found him.
Hello, butcher.
What time do you call this? Oh, we've lost a corner flag. A corner flag's taken us out of the game. Amateur. We are here for this afternoon's fixture between Erith Town FC and VCD Athletic. I believe Rob is parked round Welling United, where he went before what was the wrong ground. They've got a bus here, is that right, Rob?
Yeah, I know, the car park is rammed. You don't want to know where I'm parked, and you don't want to know why, where, how I'm parked either.
Very nice, very nice. And yeah, so we're here. We're only about a minute in, and there's a mistake by the goalkeeper already that nearly leads to a VCD goal.
Yeah, which would be really annoying.
Yeah, I'm only joking, Mackenzie, if you listen. He's a big fan. I interviewed him in a week. Big fan. And we classed the girlfriend as a good egg.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Hello, Chris. Chris, what have you got there in your right hand for the listeners?
I have an Erith Town corner flag.
What?
That's how windy it is today. It's up here in the stands with us.
No, and not on the corner itself. But we go into this game comfortably in fifth place, 4 points clear of sixth. But we're in the business end of the season, and VCD, of all the times to play them, are the form team in the league.
Are they?
Well, yeah, they've rocketed up the divisions, supposedly.
Really?
Yes.
I looked at the league table yesterday.
There was about 13th.
They
were a lot lower than that. So when they're in form, it doesn't mean they're
necessarily
top. I don't
necessarily mean they're in form. I think it means that,
I'm just quoting
the teams around them.
I'm just quoting Adam Woodward, our messiah, who doesn't have the woolly hat on anymore. You can tell the clock's gone forward. The woolly bad Santa hat is now gone. But he is now standing, posing like a catwalk model at the end of a catwalk, with his hands on his hips.
Yes.
Yeah. Or foul on the left-hand side, giving away there.
Challenge.
Yeah, it's a meaty challenge, to say the least. And we're also here with another fan. He's not at the Monte Carlo Grand Prix.
Not today.
Not today. No. You've been here quite a few hours now, haven't you?
Uh-huh.
You was here this morning. Good game this morning, wasn't it?
It was a good game. Nice, friendly.
Yep.
Always needs to do a bit more work.
Do you know what? I, for FA safeguarding reasons, I can't agree, but I would like to.
Well, you should.
I should. Anyway, VCD have got a free kick now on the right-hand side. The 10 standing over after the free kick was awarded. The referee about to blow his whistle, which he does now. He now lofts it towards the far post. That's going to get held up by the wind. Harry Taylor looks like he's going to challenge at the back. Defended well. And Tomash clears only as far as a VCD backside. And it bounces off him and goes out for a goal kick. Fantastic attendance here so far. We have ASG Group here, the local gym from down the road. And let's just hope we have a good game for them. 0-0 in this big crunch game. 15 minutes in, and it's a little bit backwards and forwards. We've seen some half chances here and there, some silly little tackles. Rob, what do we think? Or are you still worried about where your car parks and how much it's going to cost you in parking?
In parking fines, probably.
Yes.
It's been really poor from both sides, and at the moment the Dockers look like they've forgotten how to play football. They look like they've only just met.
Yeah.
They don't know anybody's name, and someone's just given them a team, a sheet of paper with the rules on it, and they're trying to figure it out as they go. So they could do
it. So going well then?
Yeah, so they could do with getting their acts together, remembering that they're actually a pretty good side. And
lovely football there by Carnegie to Milo, plays into the middle. Harry Taylor! Oh, it's in the bar! Oh, he's hit the bar from 6 yards. The polycarbonate keeps us out. Oh, that was a great move there by Milo and Carnegie to play the ball into Harry Taylor, who headers it, gets something on the end of it. Was it a header? Or was it more of a...
It was a header.
Yeah, it was a header on it, and it rockets against the crossbar.
It was harder to hit the crossbar from the end than it was.
Oh, stop being so critical. Positivity, PMA, come on. He's in the right position.
Which is more than could be said for my car.
Yeah, absolutely. Remains 0-0 somehow. Jake Lovell comes close there on the left-hand side. Some nice little build-up play, sees a shot. I thought that was a goal then. I thought that was a moment.
Yeah, we're beginning to get to grips with the game and play it around. We've made some good passing moves. the police have reverted to mean, I think. Yeah. And
just like Martin McCutcheon, I thought that was the perfect moment.
Who, munching me truncheon?
Oh, you're wrong.
We know a story about that.
I'll have to cut that out. Yeah. What do you think of it so far?
Yeah, it's been all right. I mean, it was a bit of a head tennis at the beginning of the game, wasn't it? So, a couple of chances we've had. I think Harry Taylor at the bar. Good save by the keeper, but you've got to finish them, and you've got to take the keeper out of it. And Jake Lovell with a good shot then. But, yeah, I'd say it's a close game at the moment. You know, whoever gets that first goal may take over.
Yeah, I think Erith so far have had the more clear-cut chances, but VCD have broke... Oh, see you later. But VCD...
Tom has just sold someone completely down.
I think he needs to pay £8 to get back in after being sold that.
Yeah. He's offside, yeah.
But it's, VCD can probably think that they've broke the back line quite well, but they've just not really been as decisive.
No, and we, to be fair, our back four are playing well, keeping the ball out and keeping them at bay. They have had one decent chance that went through, and they kind of made a bit of a hash of it. But the encouraging thing from an Erith Town point of view is that we're passing the ball around, or we're beginning to get it down the feet and play around them.
Well, I was going to say that. I'm noticing that when we do get the ball down, they can't do us.
No, and the other thing is, I think slowly but surely we're all just realising how much better than them we are. So
you can't rest on your laurels.
No, but it's good for your confidence. It's good for the confidence of the team, and it means that
it's a great goal kick by Mackenzie Foley out to the left. Jake Lovell brings it down, runs towards the byline. I think the touch was a little bit too heavy. Should have done more with that, really.
Yeah, should have done a lot better with that. But you know, at least it's going in the right direction.
Absolutely forward.
Yeah, 0-0
away from our goal. And away from our goal. 0-0. Now, as part of the James Miles Milo fan club, which we are, we don't like it when he gets maliciously hauled down.
Maliciously, viciously, judiciously,
viciously. It's not even a word.
Lots of other iciouslys hacked down.
Absolutely.
On his way through.
And the free kick now goes up to Harry Taylor and is cleared by the VCD defence. But I'll tell you what, great atmosphere today so far. Really good atmosphere.
Yeah, tons of people here as well. Yeah. Such a big crowd.
Yeah, good community work.
Yeah, really good work from the head of youth and community there.
What a lad. What a boy. What a boy indeed. I'll tell you what, he certainly earned his voluntary wage this week.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. Every shekel of nothing.
Yeah. But it's, I think it's a good attendance. Another good one. The sun is shining. What do we think?
Yeah, the sun's shining. It's a windy day.
Yeah.
You know, but the game's fairly balanced at the moment. Yeah, they've just got to keep on battling.
Keep working hard. Yeah, keep working hard. JJ with a lovely clearance.
Yeah, they've got to keep working hard. That's the thing.
Yeah, work hard pays dividends, doesn't it not? And I'm trying to have a look around who might be around who I have a chat to, but I'll find someone in a minute. Remains 0-0. And it's reasons like that why we are the James Miles fan club.
Tell us about it.
Oh, where's the goal music? Goal music! Amateur! Goal music, for goodness
talk
sake.
To me. Stop talking to me.
I'll tell you what. Turn it up. There we go.
There we go.
Da-da-da-da. What a finish there by James Miles. Picks the ball up from the centre midfield, runs to the outside of the box, unleashes an effort and buries it into the bottom corner. James Miles, what a legend that man is.
Great goal. I mean, he held off the attacking midfielders, he went past two or three there, and there was one thing on his mind, and he was finishing that, and it was, 20 yards? Yeah. Great finish.
I just wish his mum and his girlfriend were here to watch this like they were for the Rustall game.
Chloe did say his performance was good, and that's what
he has a good performance. Whether it's a 90-minute performance, we don't know. But well done, James Miles. Good strike, that, wasn't it?
Yeah. Great penetration. takes it right to the edge.
Yeah.
And then buries it.
Yeah. Yeah. Family show, 1-0 in return. Just had one disallowed. Did we think it was a bit harsh, Robert?
That's confusing, actually, because I thought Milo, did some amazing work to run the ball.
He's an amazing guy.
But he ran the ball past about three or four of their players, got into the area. And then I'm not entirely sure, but it looks like he passed the ball to Harry. Harry laid it off to him. And then when he scored, Harry was in an offside position when he laid the ball off, right?
But there's some bone of contention as to did Harry just step out of the way and it bounced off one of the defenders. And at this point, we don't know.
Well,
without the benefit of a video playback of some kind, we just have to take the lino's word for it.
Well, cliche Chris is nodding his head like an aggressive Churchill dog from the adverts. What did we think, Chris?
Well, I thought that Harry Taylor did nothing apart from move out of the way, and I think the ball hit the defender and that goal should have stood. So we don't have VAR down here yet. So it's something we'll be talking to the club in the pre-season about. Yeah. But no, I thought it was actually a good goal, and I think the linesman's got it wrong.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Yeah. Damn you, linos.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Which one would say...
Officials.
But not us, because we respect referees on this show, but some would think or say that, wouldn't they? JJ now with the ball cleared up the line. Jake Lovell is running like a greyhound out the traps, going for the hair. I'm like David Attenborough. Here is Jake Lovell running towards... the ball. Anyway, nothing happened from that. 0-0. We're back for the second half now. Good little first half from here of town. How should we sum that one up?
Improved.
Got better as the game went on.
Yeah, definitely got better. So definitely grew into the game. I'm looking forward to the second half because I'm hoping we'll just put them to the sword.
It's it was definitely one of those first 10-15 minutes. It wasn't the greatest, I say that. But I think as the half went on, I think Erith showed their class and dominated.
Yeah, they did, and we are. You know, let's face it, we are a better team than they are, and I think slowly but surely, as I said earlier, the players realised that they're better than they are, and started to grow into the game better, hold on to the ball, pass the ball around properly, and second half they're coming out with a bit of purpose, hopefully, and we'll make more of it.
Yeah, one thing I will say is you don't realise, Chris, how tall their number nine is VCDs, do you? Until you're down there and he walks through the penalty shootout.
I was saying though,
big lad,
he's massive. Yeah, I was saying to a few up here just off air, like, he is a big centre forward. He looks to me proper old fashioned number nine, 6 foot two, 6 foot three, and he's
footballing parlance, this is normally referred to as a unit.
A unit, shall we say?
Oh, hang on, now the ball's dropped to Dyer. Oh, on the edge of the box, a ball was played back across by Jake Lovell, flicked back by Harry Taylor, and Dyer gets a half chance on it, but it remains 1-0. And aside from being in awe of the VCD centre forward, I think Erith have got this quite comfortable. 1-0. 2-0 to the Dockers, and I was just going to get some change.
Yeah, it was a little bit of shenanigans in the area, and then ball came across, lovely little crossover to Harry Taylor, standing there all on his own with the freedom of the city, and he just literally bumped with his head and it trickled past their keeper. It was
absolutely
great.
2-0. Was there a big cheer from all those in attendance, I heard?
There was, yeah. And then the goal music did come on.
Good, I'm glad the professionalism is back at the club. But there we are, 2-0, doubled our lead earlier on. That's what we'd like to see. 2-0 to the Dockers. Chris is possibly the coolest and calmest man I've ever met in my life, but he just got a bit angry there. Chris, this ain't like you.
Well, I'm maybe a bit old-fashioned when it comes to handball. Handball is deliberate handball for me. Not, you've been pushed by someone, and because you've been pushed, your hands are going wherever, and the ball hits your hand.
Yeah.
Is that handball? I don't know. Dear listener, please tell us. On,
Info at...
That's the one, Info at Erith Town.
But a penalty has been awarded. A free kick's been lofted in. It's hit near Erith Town hand, which seemed like a push, but the refs give it for a handball. The four's about to step up for VCD to take. Mackenzie Foley making himself big, swinging his arms around there like a weird grandfather clock pendulum. Let's just hope we save this. Harry Taylor's still remonstrating
save
with the referee
the
there. He saved one in the final, as we say there, but now the referee's calling over some VCD players. Not sure what for. Maybe to admire their kicks. It's not a bad green and white. I like that.
Sorry, what?
After all that. But anyway.
I'm watching what's going on the pitch.
But yeah, but you're meant to be the co-commentator.
It's just not happening for me today.
I could tell. Get back in the car. Get a bus to it. The referee's about to take... Oh, the referee's about to take... The referee's about to blow his whistle for VCD to take. Mackenzie Foley is back on his goal line. The wind has blown the ball away. The wind is playing mind games.
There's been an instruction taken around to Mackenzie.
I've got a good instruction. Dive and try and save it. Yeah. There's an instruction. We had a chat with him in a week for the podcast, so we'll see what happens here. Is he going to say... Oh, he's got a hand to it. He's got a hand to it and he's saved. The scoreline is halved. 2-1. Do you know what? One of the best of penalties. It was a goalkeeper height.
Yeah, he got a hand to it. Just didn't quite have the strength to keep it out, which is a shame. Should never have been a pen in the first place. Callum pushed while he went up to head it, and he put his hands out to stop himself from falling on the ground, and the ball hit his hand, and the referee decided that that was deliberate, and it was ridiculous.
It was a soft free kick in the first place against George Goodwin, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And I don't know, this referee just doesn't, he seems to be making up as he goes along a little bit.
Well,
Chris the Cliche King always says 2-1's a dangerous scoreline, and that's what it is at the moment. 2-1 to Erith Town. Let's just hope our heads don't drop, because we're playing all right. I try to be like Jim Kenny.
Good afternoon.
Hello, mate. We record podcasts, if you haven't guessed. I don't just randomly talk into my phone. Well, I do. Yeah. How are we enjoying today so far?
Yeah, it's a little bit scrappy today, isn't it?
Was it a penalty?
By the letter of the law, yes. But what I don't understand is,
from where we stood, it looked like there was a shove in the back, which if you've been shoved in the back and due to that your arms fly up.
Yeah, I totally agree. And if you look where the referee was compared to where the assistant was, and he didn't take any information from the assistant, I find it very strange, because he would have seen if there was a push or not. I just heard him shout back to Woody, there wasn't enough of a push. So there was a push.
Right, okay. Yeah. But I think we've... Oh, no. There's been a big mistake there. Oh, my goodness. Blimey, O'Reilly. That weren't one of the better moments, to say the least. Tomash tries to head the ball back to Mackenzie Foley, not realising Mackenzie Foley's right behind him. It goes round him. And if it wasn't for JJ running towards goal, a bit of a calamity of errors. That would have been one we would have laughed at the end of season party, wouldn't it?
I don't know about you, but if you're the goalie coach, you don't laugh at things like that.
It's a good thing I'm not a goalie coach, isn't it? Corner comes in from the left-hand side to VCD, cleared down by Harry Taylor. But yeah, that was a moment of madness.
Yes,
if you don't mind me saying, but...
Definitely.
Well, we're one step beyond talking about madness. Oh, ball played down the line by Milo to Harrison Carnegie. Carnegie's cutting in, he's looking up. People are... Gets the shot in. It's tipped... Was that tipped onto the bar?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, it's tipped onto the crossbar. There's just no reaction from the crowd. That's why. Cross back by Jake Lovell towards Harry Taylor. Oh, geez, just lets it go out. Bless him, he's tired.
He is.
And that's not a knock. He's putting an absolute shift today.
My turn to ask you a question.
Go for it. Go on.
Okay.
Yes, these are my real teeth.
What? This one isn't mine, but well done. A week away from our next cup final.
Yes.
How are you feeling? Do you know much about Croydon, who we're playing against?
Croydon are one of these, I think, because of the names of some of their players and reputations, they probably get a little bit more looking at them than other teams at that level. But to their credit, they're going into the game as underdogs, but they're also doing quite well, aren't they? They're slowly going up the divisions. Everyone's looking at the other teams above them, which is the classic. But I think they seem to be doing okay.
Would you?
Would I what?
So they're 2-0 down today against bottom of the league Greenways.
But have they got their eye on the cup? That's the thing.
That is my next question for you.
Yeah.
I wonder if they've rested players for that.
Yeah.
So
because the Kent Senior Trophy at this level is a huge deal.
Oh, it's massive. It's massive. Any final is massive, but the Kent Senior is huge.
Yeah.
Like you say, they will be the underdogs, and they have got some big names in their squad.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll let you carry on with this game, because you seem distracted by what really is your job and watching the game.
No, I like talking to you more.
Thank you. That's very kind.
Do you know what I mean?
I like to be like Jim Kenny.
Do you know what? I might even, last game of the season, sing the rest of the song.
Yes. Over the tannoy.
If you want me to.
There we are. I'll tell you what. If we get any emails in to info... I'll tell you what. If we get one email in...
Just one.
To info@irithtown.com, #... Kenny for the tannoy.
I will sing that song as the players come out on our last home game.
There we are. Thank you. There's your one. Do it now. info@irithtown.com, #... Kenny for the tannoy.
Living the dream.
2-1. So how did that error look from up here, Chris?
Which one was that? Well, I mean, VCD are actually getting on top at this moment in time. I think, as I always say, goals change games. I don't agree with the decision and the goal, but that goal has changed a little bit of the momentum, and I think some subs are coming on through if now to try and turn it back in our favour.
Yeah, and Harrison Carnegie now leaving the pitch for Jack Collins. He's had a good game,
Harrison. I think he's had a really good month, and I think again it's another good performance from him.
Yeah, he always has good games, doesn't he? Do you like Harrison Carnegie? Are you a fan?
I am a fan.
Good. Yeah, are we? How do you get to Carnegie Hall?
Not by trying to cross the ball like that.
That's a bit harsh. I'll tell you what, you can tell someone's not happy where their car's parked. He's been a right miserable so and so today, haven't you?
It's been one of them days.
I can tell.
Anyway.
What did you think of that slight mix up at the back?
I thought it was Keystone Kops. JJ did unbelievably well to get back and put it out, and how he managed to actually get it out and not put it in his own net from like 6 inches out was unbelievable. Yeah. Defending,
but a big huge let off there, as the social media has said. There's a big let off for Iftan, and hopefully we obviously recover from this well. VCD now with possession of the ball, playing it out, try and play it wide to the fullback. The defender gets it back here, looks to play it over the top. That's a good ball over the top. Mackenzie Foley looks to read that well, and he does. He was like Anton Dubec there, the way he pirouetted with the ball. Seven! Yeah. Rob's car is currently parked closer to Bluewater than here, and James Dyer shot nearly at him.
He nearly did. But you could see it coming from a mile away. As soon as he got the ball, he got a little smell of the goalposts.
He could smell that polycarbonate.
Yeah. And took a shot, and
I'll tell you what, I have to say, we do like the ground, we like the location, but the pitch is looking slightly bobbly, is it not?
It is. It's been a long, hard season and a lot of games, and you can tell looking at it. So, you know.
I said the other day, it reminds me of the car in Blues Brothers. You know, when they finally pull up right at the end and it all falls apart?
Yeah.
That's what this pitch is like. You're thinking, how is it holding together?
Yeah, it's the white lines that are holding it together. Yeah. The paint from the white lines.
Yeah, everybody needs somebody to love. It remains 2-1.
You all right,
mate? I'm with the winning manager this morning. Oh. What? What are you saying, oh God, for? Something tells me you don't like being on this pod.
In my father-in-law, we're chatting the pod. What do you think of the game, John?
Hey, John, what do we think? Got to be careful, John. It's a family show.
Exactly.
Do you know what? That's what I like. You wave your hand up, say, go away. If you ain't got anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
Exactly, yeah.
You know? That's the one. But what do we think, Mark? Good day so far for everyone, isn't it?
Mike, we've had a very, very good day, mate. And this is.
You sound like you're on Bullseye. We've had a lovely day.
Yeah.
Take your bendy bullies home. But what do we think of the day overall, then?
Fantastic. The kids have had a great time, mate. That's what it's all about.
You're locked up with the Pep Guardiola of the under-9s league.
I like you.
And we lost.
What about the under-23s?
Under-23s. How have you been getting on recently? Come on.
Yeah, it's all good, mate. We need to get this win over the line, mate.
Yeah, I know.
Playoffs.
And I'll tell you what, talking to the under-23s, one of your coaches there, what a job he just done. Inspirational stuff. Just a minute ago when he cleared it off the line.
Oh, JJ.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, bloody hell.
As Heather Small would sing, what have you done today to make you feel proud? 2-1. Not long to go left in his game now, Rob, and you were just saying there, and all jokes, you can see him getting one back because they've been a little bit camped in our half, if you will.
Yeah, we seem to be, we just can't seem to get a grip of it. We can't get the ball. When we do get the ball, we can't keep it. And every decision we make seems to be the wrong one, like that one just then.
Milo just tries to play the ball forward to Ollie Milton to run onto, but it's
hopelessly long, hopelessly wide.
And the thing is as well, we're big fans, all jokes aside.
Yeah, we're
big fans. He didn't need to do it.
That's what's frustrating, though, is we know they're better than this. We know each individual player has got better quality than this, and we're just not seeing it.
This has been a really odd game because, like, we started poorly, and then we dominated, and now we've gone back to being poor again. And George Goodwin there with a bit of a silly foul there, in truth, and the referee awards a free kick, which it's soft. A lot of people are saying it's soft, but it is a free kick. The ball was played, and he's the attempt for the ball was too late.
Yeah, I think he slipped and the player ran into him.
5 minutes added on.
Yeah. A
This is going to be a long 5 minutes.
It's a very long 5 minutes. The way things are going at the moment. And I can see them getting right back into it.
Yeah, I can
it's
see.
It's so frustrating. If we drop points to these, it will be really, really frustrating.
I think the thing is as well with this, oh no, they've played the short free kick now, they're trying to train ground routine, that ain't come off luckily. But this will be one of those results where we've really grinded it out.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not pretty, it's not clever. There's nothing about this that you will ever remember.
I think it's a bit harsh. I don't think it's been too bad a game.
It's not been great.
But it's had its good moments.
It's had a few good moments. But, you know, a busted clock is right twice a day.
Yeah, true.
Seriously, it's not been a good game. And in the grand scheme of things, when we're looking back over the course of what has been a good season, this is not a game that we're going to remember at all. Not even for the bad things, I don't think.
It remains 2-1. And only a few minutes to go now. 190 people here today. That's not bad at all, is it?
That's a major result. It's a really good crowd. Really good crowd.
Yeah.
Congratulations to the youth and community.
Thank you.
That entire department deserves all they get.
Thank you. I'll pass it on to the employee of the month who's won it for the last 6 months. I'm kidding. But yeah, no, 190. Really good attendance. Good solid number. We said it was near 200. Oh, no. Oh, VCD with a cross on the left-hand side. Gets played in. Takes a big deflection. But Mackenzie Foley. Do you know what it reminded me of there? Free Willy. The way he jumps really high to get the ball.
Jump, Willy. Jump.
For a second, I thought we was at SeaWorld.
Yep. Oink.
Not long to go now, and we have dominated. It's been a very backwards and forwards game so far. As I say, we've dominated large proceedings, but VCD have had the last few moments. We'll stay with this recording. Oh, we have a young fan. How are you, young man? Are you just woken up from your snooze?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy the game? No, okay, never mind. But we've not got long to go now. Literally just the last few seconds. And the 3 points should be back at Irvington. Have you enjoyed the game?
Yes.
Right, well done. Have you enjoyed the game?
Yeah, I think they've battled hard second half, because I think VCD of last 20 minutes have... I think that goal changed the game, you know, and we've done well, made some subs, and it looks like we're going to pull this win in at 2-1. So that's all we asked for, wins, and keeps us in the playoffs.
That's it, exactly.
There's Tom Ash.
Oh, it's Tom Ash. Tom Ash nearly made himself famous early on for a great own goal. And the referee blows the final whistle. And there we are. The 190 people in the Stanmore Stadium have seen the Dockers Erith Town beat local rivals VCD Athletic by 2-1. It was close, it was hard. It was well fought. Is there any stopping us now, Rob?
No, there's no stopping us now.
We are now firmly still in the playoff place. Woody will be looking for one or two more wins, at least, to secure that place. And we just need to see if we can do enough to cross that line in the playoffs, get there before the big cup final next week against Gordon.
I think a lot of what we're seeing at the moment, though, as well, and I've said it before, is... We've got a great team. We've got a good team. And the trouble is, we're not used to playing this. None of these players are used to playing this many games in a season. Getting to two cup finals, staying in the race all the way to the playoffs. If we get in the playoffs, if we manage to stay there, we've got another 3 games to play. That's a lot of games for these players. A lot of games. And what we're seeing is fatigue. That's it, plain and simple. For as much as they want to work hard and they want to do what it is and they make mistakes, but the reason why they're doing it is because they're running their legs off every game.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can see him there. JJ's put an absolute shift. He's sitting down on the floor. Dyer, he's sitting down on the floor. There's a lot of tired bodies there, but it's a well-deserved 2-1 for Irith Town. And we'll be catching up with Adam Woodward after these words. 1-2-3.
Up the Dockers.
Manager Adam Woodward after a 2-1 win against VCD on Saturday afternoon. Woody, closer than it might have been.
Yeah, but I think that's down to poor officiating, if I'll be honest with it. The first half, the goal's been disallowed for Well, I don't know what he's been disallowed for. He said he's interfering. Players ran past another player and scored, and he's give offside. And then the penalty they've got is a blatant push in the back. It was unbelievable. But you know what? I haven't really questioned referees the last since Christmas on interviews, but that was a poor one today. That was a poor one. We've had a raised foot. Whether there's contact or not, it's a high foot, and the referee's played on. He's waved it off, and there's a player lying on the ground for 30 seconds. And his player's safety has got to be taken into consideration. Whether he's touched him or not, his foot is 5'5" off the ground. So it's the intent's there. And like I said, the penalty, that rallied them up a little bit. But 3 points was a must, and 3 points it was.
And up to the point of that penalty, really, it looked like the game was petering out.
Yeah, it did. I thought it could have been 2 or 3 maybe to us. But fair play. They got the pen, they got back into it. But look, like I said, it's... we've played a team that have come down from the Bostic League, and we've won the game, which is good. We've done a double over them both times, but we've just got to worry about ourselves. It's another game chalked off, and now we've got to recover for Stansfield.
And a few of the results have gone our way today.
Not even looked at them, to be honest, mate. Not even looked at them, but I'm not really worried about any of the other teams in the playoff hunt. If we do our job, we'll be fine. So, look, it's a tough one. We've got to recover right again. Game again Tuesday. No rest before the cup final. 2 cup finals in a row where the opposition have had rest. But we'll just get over it. It's obviously a problem. The league don't know how to work the fixtures out. So look, we just got to make sure that we recover right. And again, like I said, we can't feel sorry for ourselves.
And with regard to Tuesday, will you shuffle the pack again?
I've got no options. I've got to shuffle the pack because I can't keep asking the same 12, 13 players to keep playing when you're being thrown games left, right and centre. But look, I keep going on about it and people might think they're bored of it, but it is an absolute farcical that we are not playing last game of the season and we're playing Tuesday, Thursday instead. But look, it is what it is. It's been thrown at us. So like I said, all we can do is get on with it. So yeah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.